AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Indiana is the center of the political universe today. The Hoosier State's late-in-the-season primary isn't accustomed to this kind of attention.
Indiana doesn't usually play a decisive role in presidential elections, but during this unusual campaign season, candidates are fighting for every vote. Ted Cruz appeared with Indiana's governor, who offered his endorsement.
My choice in the Indiana primary is Ted Cruz.
But Cruz is polling a distant second. Donald Trump has a double-digit lead. Still, he's leaning hard on Cruz.
I think he's crazy. I think he's crazy.
Trump is keeping Hillary Clinton in his sights as well.
I would say that she started screaming at the teleprompter, but I'm not allowed to say that.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
And could this be the day that Hillary Clinton puts away Bernie Sanders?
Hillary Clinton's not even in Indiana. Bernie Sanders figures that might help him as he is close to Clinton in the latest polls. Sanders hopes a surprise win here can help him turn superdelegates who back Clinton toward him.
We have now won 17 states. And if you can help us bring out a large voter turnout tomorrow, Indiana will be the 18th victory.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is high standing water on some roads in the Washington area this morning, the result of heavy rains last night that also resulted in a number of water rescues last night. First responders in Fairfax and Montgomery County say they helped several people out of cars that became swamped in rapidly rising water. No reports, though, of any serious injuries. We are set today to hear the final recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board after their long investigation into Metro's L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident.
Visibility is zero in the tunnel. Please do not open the train doors.
One person killed, 90 injured, not just because of the electrical malfunction that caused smoke to start pouring into the train, but everything that followed. Attorney Kim Brooks Rodney's representing 87 riders suing Metro. She said a few days after the incident.
Looking at the chaos that took place, it seems as if they don't have a protocol.
According to preliminary NTSB reports, it took 35 minutes after the train stopped to start evacuating. Among many other problems, they cite rail control workers ignoring a smoke alarm, first responders getting incomplete information, and radio dead zones. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For a second day, some commuters are having to find a different way into work today thanks to the weekend CSX freight train derailment in Northeast D.C. The MART commuter rail service says the Brunswick line is again operating today with reduced service. If you've eaten in restaurants in Fairfax County lately, you may have noticed signs protesting a proposed meals tax. Well, today the County Board of Supervisors will be discussing that.
The discussion will center around whether to implement a 4% tax on food and drink purchased in Fairfax County. It's something Jason Morgan with the group Fairfax Meals Tax Dine Out is in favor of.
People who can afford to eat out more and have bigger meals will do so. Those who can't will eat at home a little bit more often.
But the group No Fairfax Food Tax argues that unfairly targets a single industry, puts even more of a burden on local businesses, and could harm the local economy. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Penguins take Game 3, leaving the Caps down 2-1. The Nationals shut out the Royals in Kansas City. The Orioles had the night off. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays continue through Greenbelt and heading through Riverdale. The problem, the flooding, high standing water, DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. A little bit better news. I know it's not going to help the rush too much, but we have an additional lane open, so only one right lane remains underwater. You still need to plan an extra time. Rhode Island Avenue is going to pick up a lot of the heavy bailout traffic. The Beltway jet through Largo slow and then to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. So planning your morning travels on the route that works best for you. Now around the Beltway through Bethesda and Silver Spring, we've had two separate accidents, both to the shoulder. Jammed is the outer loop as you come around from Greenbelt, inner loop through Bethesda and off of 270. Little River Turnpike westbound to Prosperity. Along the right, you'll see the crash, and on Prosperity coming up to Little River under police direction. Broken down on the Beltway inner loop at Braddock Road was along the right side. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at the early showers for our Tuesday. They will be tapering off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Evening showers and thunder possible tonight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow cloudy. Occasional showers. Thunder possible. 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 61 in Kensington, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. The NTSB is set to release its final report on the Metro smoke incident. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yeah, we got through the rainstorms and tennis ball size hail last night in some areas. Oh my gosh. But while we're getting around to work and you're wading your way through the puddles, we've got some great stuff this hour. Coming up at 8:35, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You know, Brian, between the Fairfax County School Board and the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, we could fill all 4 hours every morning, 5 days a week, with topics and never even talk about Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
They are an endless supply of stuff for us to talk about.
Well, last hour was Montgomery County. Let's now go to the aforementioned Fairfax County Public School with our favorite member of that body, Elizabeth Schultz, joining us as a guest. Let's start with this ridiculous meddling into a statewide issue with Liberty University. I understand that your colleagues are trying to boycott Liberty University because they don't like the fact that the president of that university, Jerry Falwell Jr., in the days after the San Bernardino terror attacks, actually advocated for more Second Amendment rights and for more concealed carry permits so that American people can defend themselves if they're attacked by a jihadist. Apparently, that is goes beyond the pale for your colleagues.
Good morning, Brian and Larry. Here we go. I'm going to issue an irony alert to Fairfax County. Yet again, my colleagues on the school board have hijacked the will of the board behind closed doors for the purpose of political agenda. How do we send a letter to VHSL supporting students' First Amendment rights who decided to boycott Liberty University by not going to their debate event so that we can protest Second Amendment rights to the largest university where we're supporting in the Commonwealth of Virginia, where we're supporting post-secondary education, and we're celebrating the fact that we just passed a calendar that is finally going to give us some freedom based on local rule. The irony around liberty notion with my school board colleagues, it really, really stuns me.
Now, it really is. Was there a vote taken on this?
There was no vote, and worse yet, there was no discussion.
So hold on, because I'm reading a story here that says the 9 members of the board, including the chair and the vice chair, sent this letter to Liberty University.
Yes. So we had one at-large member and hold on to your seat when I say the name Ryan McElveen.
Yes.
There you go.
I knew it before
Nancy
you said
Pelosi's
it.
Favorite, yeah.
Yes, your favorite school board member who says, hey, I want to send a letter to the Commonwealth overarching body for sports and other events like debate prep, and say we should embargo. You know, no, these are the same people that, you know, would say lift Cuban embargoes, but free market enterprise. We should embargo going to Liberty University for any public events and stop free market trade,
right,
and increase cost. But it's because that the Reverend, or not Reverend, Jerry Falwell Jr.'s comments taken out of context.
But the larger point here is this was sent by, in a letter, was sent with the name of the chair, the vice chair, and the nine members of the board, and you say there was no public discussion of it. You were never consulted about it. It was just simply sent because one guy said send a letter?
One guy said send a letter and gave us five hours notice. On the same business day, he sends it out during the day, gives us 5 hours notice. There's no opportunity to discuss things like, I don't know, what are the legal implications? Never mind. We have a lot of students graduating from Fairfax County Public Schools that are headed to Liberty University, you know, at the end of this summer.
Yeah.
They're headed off. What kind of message does that send to every FCPS graduate who is an alumnus of Liberty University? What does that say to the people around the Commonwealth that Fairfax County School Board, with no discussion, no public input, no opportunity for a vote, can just shoot letters off to influence with its heft, influence with its might what happens around the Commonwealth and where we should go and not go and how we should do business in the Commonwealth.
They're totalitarians, Elizabeth Schultz, you know that. And also, you're right in pointing out, you call it irony, I'll call it hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of sending this letter under the guise of First Amendment rights when all this man, Jerry Falwell Jr., was doing was exercising his First Amendment rights in advocating for the Second Amendment. All right, let's move on to the other craziness that's going on there. The school board is now proposing to lengthen the school year for students at Fairfax County starting school before Labor Day. I thought that was somewhat verboten in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What's happening here?
So it's not actually lengthening, it's just shifting. So the opportunity for starting before Labor Day can only come because we had enough snow. So only by the act of God, you know, let's throw another irony in here, because we had so much snow, do we qualify for a waiver that most of Virginia, a majority of Virginia school districts already start before Labor Day, and our kids are penalized because if you think about when SAT and advanced placement or IB courses have their tests, those are fixed dates around this time of the year across the country. And so if we, the later and later we start, the less time there is to get in the curriculum before those tests, and the more time there is after these standardized tests where kids kind of somewhat languish at the end of a school year. And this gives us the opportunity to let our kids have the same amount of curriculum time before those national tests.
Okay, so it's really just starting early.
The calendar.
Gotcha. And what are the downsides of this move?
Well, the downsides are is that it's only good as long as we qualify for the waiver. And so it's a rolling waiver. We'll be qualified for it for a while. But this is another thing where we're handcuffed by the Virginia State Legislature, where they penalize because they want our money coming from Fairfax in Virginia hospitality areas to be spending our money over Labor Day. But the if we just get out a week earlier, that same money is going to be spread to beach areas and amusement park areas. So it's the same amount of the school year. It's just shifting 1 week earlier to get out 1 week earlier.
Okay. But doesn't that shorten our summer break for our little darlings? I mean, it means they're going to have less time to frolic in the sun.
No, there would only be a shortening in the first year where we're doing the transition. From thereafter, we'd be getting out earlier.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense.
So you think it's a good idea, right?
I do think it's a good idea, and frankly, it supports local rule. And if it's better for the Fairfax County kids per local rule,
right,
then it's better that we have us making the decision here locally than decisions being made for us in Richmond.
And when will the public be allowed to weigh in on this?
Done.
Wow.
So we've made the decision and we've directed the superintendent. There was a lot of opportunity through lobbying and through polls taken. So
We're out of time, Elizabeth Shell. We're out of time, but just keep your radio. I know you listen at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL because you may not have had a public hearing on this issue.
But we're going to have one.
We're going to have a public hearing.
That's what we do.
Right now. Are you okay with shifting the school start in Fairfax County or where you live for that matter? Does it bother you if your school starts after Labor Day? Do you want to join all the other school districts in the area and move that school date into August? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. This seems to be all the rage now. I know my kids are starting somewhere near mid-August, and I hate it, and I'll tell you why, and I want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, it's 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy commute in Virginia continues to be that way on 193. Georgetown Pike is closed between Old Dominion Drive and Tolston Road with the crash. That's just west of the Madeira School. So again, that stretch of Georgetown Pike, not an option. Old Dominion Drive taking a lot of that bailout traffic over to Route 7 as well. For the toll road, no major problems reported. 66 outside the Beltway. It's been about the volume inside the Beltway through Falls Church. We're bunched up, had a report of a crash. And then near the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge accident, they were trying to clear that to the shoulder. 395 jammed Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Two accidents along the way. Major mess getting through town with the flooding. DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue, but reduced to just one lane blocked underwater. But big delays coming off of the Beltway and out of Greenbelt on the B-Dub and 50. I expect that to be much heavier than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to rain a lot this week. Early showers taper off through the afternoon, but thunderstorms are possible. High of 67. Evening showers and thunder possible. A low of 55. Tomorrow, occasional showers, 66. Thursday, afternoon showers, a at 62. You see a theme here developing. Friday, showers possible. High of 64. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's a trend for schools all across the nation and certainly in our area. August is the new September. We've got kids starting school in late August, some in mid-August. I've even seen some kids starting, like, you know, August 11th, August 12th. And now we just heard that Fairfax County is going to be doing that as well. And I wonder if you have feelings about it. I certainly do. 888-630-WMAL. It's like Labor Day doesn't even mean anything anymore, Brian Wilson. It always seemed like Labor Day was the end of summer, and then as soon as Labor Day came, it was back to school time. That was the whole idea with it. And there are multiple reasons why I have a problem with it. First of all, there's a whole lot of stuff that you can do in late summer that is geared toward vacation, that is geared toward parents and children doing things together. There are a lot of baseball games that are scheduled in August specifically for taking advantage of those times when you can spend time with your kids. I personally like having a late August vacation with my children so that we can do something when the temperatures aren't as hot and nasty and humid as they are in mid-July or in early August. It's starting to cool out a little bit. It's much more pleasant, and I've got very fond memories of having nice late summer vacations. Nope, you can't do it anymore. Also, and I know this may seem trivial, but I think it's a big deal. One of the rituals for going back to school, of course, is back to school shopping for back to school clothes, right?
Right.
Well, if you're going shopping for back to school clothes in late July or early August, most of the clothes that you're seeing out there are still summer clothes. So where are you supposed to get the clothes for fall and winter? Usually, back to school shopping, if you're doing it in late August, that's when the stores have rolled out the fall and winter stuff. I know that seems trivial, but you know, there's a reason why we've charted and planned these things out in our lives, and I just don't like school boards unilaterally just deciding to change this. That's just me.
Well, the thing I always thought was sort of weird is, for example, in Montgomery County, I'm just checking my calendar here, first day of school and the next school year would be August 29th, a Monday, and then you go for a few days, and then you take a big Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah.
And so that's sort of like, okay, you get started and boom, you know. Why not just start after Labor Day, it seemed to me. I mean, what do you really accomplish in those few days as you're running up and when you then immediately take a big three-day weekend?
That's a great point. All right, what are your points? How about John and McLean? You're on WMAL. What do you think, John?
Good morning. It seems to me it's bad for business. All the businesses on the beach that rely on the kid employees, and it puts a monkey wrench in the family's plans. You know, you have Memorial Day, of Labor Day, those, you know, beginning end of summer. That's the way it's always been, but it's bad for business.
There's an absolute economic impact. That's why for the longest time in Virginia, it was a law that you couldn't do that because of the amusement parks, right? Yeah. John, thank you for that. We got a couple of moms here who think it's a good idea. Let's start with Mary Kay in Stafford. Mary Kay, you're on WMAL.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, you're playing on emotion. Really? Summer closed? Fall closed? Let's be realistic and look at the data. For example, this week is the beginning of AP exams for high school students, and next week's also AP exams. And our students are they're at a disadvantage. First of all, we take way more snow days than most of the United States. So the students do not have the opportunities to be in classes during those days.
Well, we're having a little trouble with your line.
I'm misunderstanding the disadvantage, and someone's going to need to clear this up to me. I mean, my kid's in line for AP classes right now, too. And the disadvantage is that they haven't had as much time to study as other kids in other schools by, what, that week or 10 days? All right, I don't see that, but maybe I'm missing something. How about Carolyn and Bristow? You're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi. yep, I agree with your previous caller. As I have two high school students now, and I didn't realize this until going through it, but the kids starting that week early gets them going, unfortunately. I would love to see summer go through till Labor Day myself, but all the AP tests are set, and it does give them the extra time to get into the groove of school, and then the schools push more to get done with the first semester before the winter break.
But Carolyn, if your kids are like mine, the curriculum for AP has already finished like about 2 weeks ago. They've been spending the last several weeks just studying for the exam, haven't they?
Pretty much, but that's the concern is then because the kids like in Florida have friends that start, you know, they start in the middle of August,
week
of August.
So it's a disadvantage. It's not a disadvantage to peers within this area, or it's other states, and then the competition with college entrance. I see. All right, let me think on that.
Can I just say that one of the things that bothers me about this is that as far as I can tell, she said, well, we did some surveys and some public opinion information came to us, and we thought this was a good idea. Why weren't people in Fairfax County allowed to go to a hearing room and express their ideas about this? Why were they not allowed to be consulted about this? It impacts their lives, and I don't understand, because I thought the idea of having a school board was to act in concert with what the community wanted. What you unilaterally decide.
We'll continue the conversation in a moment. It's 8:23, excuse me.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day is this weekend. That's five, count them, 5 days from now. You need to do something really special for Mom because she's unique, right? How about some Sherry's Berries? Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $5 more. This is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my name, Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. Now, these are berries that are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness. There are rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature drizzle all over them. And the berries themselves are just magnificent, succulent, juicy berries. And there's only one way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Double the berries for $5 more. This is an offer for my listeners only when you use the special code Brian Wilson. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in Brian Wilson. You get the deal, a limited time offer. Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. Alternatively, if you want to do this by phone, it's 866-FRUIT-02.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, the crash southbound 28 in Rockville. That's in the backups that begin, well, out of Clarksburg, really, all the way down to the Beltway. Then the Beltway is going to be jammed through Bethesda and toward Connecticut Avenue, George Avenue. Seen that the earlier crash gone. Outer loop in delays as you come around from near Route 1 near the IKEA around toward Connecticut Avenue. Also had an outer loop crash. Now, with all of that delay on the Beltway, it's put the extra pressure on 2995 University Boulevard, New Hampshire Avenue to merge on. And with that being said, now we have a problem on 355 southbound Rockville Pike, just inside the Beltway, just past that light of Pooks Hill Road. Stay to the right to get by the crash. George Washington Parkway, the volume continues. Right near 123 southbound, head down to the bridges. Northbound as you merge onto the Beltway. Georgetown Pike closed just west of the Madeira School each direction for the crash. And 395 leaving Newington now to the 14th Street Bridge. Two accidents along the way should be on the shoulder. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Great tasting barbecue is what Dickie's is all about. Meat smoked low and slow over hickory wood, home style sides. Kids eat free on Sunday, and they cater for just a few or a few hundred. Find the nearest Dickie's or get free catering quote at Dickie's.com. They speak barbecue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers, maybe some thunder, but they will be tapering off as we go through the afternoon. We'll top out around 67. Tonight, evening showers and thunder possible, low around 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 8:27 on WMAL.
Opinion amongst parents calling in about whether we should start school earlier into August, as is now going to happen in Fairfax, or whether we should keep it after Labor Day. Really quickly, I want to get to a couple here, if we can. Eric in Woodbridge, you're on WMA. I'll make it short, Eric. I want to get a couple here.
Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, last year, Prince William County went to the same thing of before Labor Day, and like a lot of other families, we vacationed in Nags Head. Mm. This year, it literally translates into $800 per more for the exact same location for going the week before.
Oh, how interesting! Because you're not in the summer season anymore. You're in a different season. You're in the height of the season.
Yeah, all right, Eric. And we don't have the 3-day weekend when we come back and have the extra day. So,
You used to couch it around the Labor Day so you could extend that vacation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's preying on emotions, as I was accused of by one of the other callers. This isn't emotions. It's about logistics, cost, and reality, things that parents have to worry about. Jared in the district, I'm interested in this AP issue. My kids are in AP classes. Yeah. I don't see the difference. What about you, Jared?
And my kids live with my ex-wife in Delaware. They start school after Labor Day. They finish school last week of May. They're both in AP classes, and they're both doing great. So I don't see what the issue is.
Yeah, I'm confused on it, too. But listen, I know people feel passionately about it. And guess what? That's why we talk about it.
That's right. We always do. It's now 8:28 on WMAL.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. with the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Coming up in just a moment, the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. It's now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Indiana primary today could determine if Ted Cruz can continue his campaign or if Donald Trump will run it off the road.
Ted Cruz has brought out basically every high-profile backer he's got in a late-stage push here in Indiana to try to get him over the top. But Donald Trump has been sounding awfully confident on the campaign trail, saying he is going to lock this down in Indiana. And even if he doesn't, he'll have it locked down in the next couple of weeks anyway.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Donald Trump says if he wins today's Indiana primary, the GOP race is over. And his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, agrees.
The bottom line is Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, and after tonight, when the people of Indiana vote, and they will vote for Donald Trump, he is not only the presumptive nominee, but he's going to be the Republican nominee moving forward.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, could Bernie Sanders engineer an upset today?
The Clinton campaign bracing for a possible loss here. A Clinton campaign official telling me they wouldn't be surprised if Bernie Sanders can pull off an upset tonight, and there's two reasons for that. One is money. Bernie Sanders has spent about $2 million advertising here. The Clinton folks has spent virtually nothing. Two is demographics. Indiana is a whiter state than some of the states Hillary Clinton has won, and Bernie Sanders tends to outperform with those white voters, but the Clinton folks tell me they're not super concerned because of the math. Bernie Sanders would have to win by huge margins here to cut into her delegate lead, and they don't see that happening.
Correspondent Chris Freites. The National Transportation Safety Board in about an hour is expected to release the conclusions about the January 2015 L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident. One person was killed, dozens of others injured when thick smoke filled a train stuck in a tunnel. The NTSB has already found problems at the site of the electrical malfunction that caused the smoke. And a doctor who performs abortions has filed a federal civil rights complaint, claiming her employer, MedStar Washington Hospital Center, has barred her from speaking publicly about her support for abortion rights. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,891. The Nasdaq at 48,18. Sports, the Penguins take game 3 and now lead the Caps 2-1. The Nationals beat the Royals in Kansas City, and the O's had the night off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News brought to top this morning, a Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So, no matter where you say good morning,
good morning, Marlo Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, it's been the high standing water, the big mess, trying to use DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue. Before you get to Burroughs, down to just one right lane block with that high standing water from those big storms last night. But boy, the delay is still out of Greenbelt off the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and off the Beltway on 50. Rhode Island Avenue, that was taking some of the bailout traffic. But we also have a problem on Rhode Island Avenue inbound right near Logan Circle with the downed tree. Some traffic getting by there. George Washington Parkway southbound near 123 with the big backups this morning. 395 delays out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge. One bit of good news though, 95 out of Dumfries up to Newington. Those delays have eased. Georgetown Pike just west of the Madeira School, that's been closed down for a crash in each direction. And 270, 28 in Rockville for the accident. And coming out of Rockville on 355 just inside the Beltway past Pooks Hill Road, stay to the right past the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got the possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Dumfries, 61 in Beltsville, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today. And joining us on the line is our good friend, Larry Kudlow with CNBC. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, if the polls are right, and most of the polls seem to be in agreement, especially the polls in the last couple of days, this is going to be a pretty good night for Donald Trump in Indiana. And I know that I don't know if you've officially been on the record, but you seem to like a lot of things you hear from Donald Trump. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think I've always liked this tax plan. I think it's a very forceful pro-growth tax plan. And I also liked his foreign policy speech last week. I liked it a lot, actually. And interestingly, on our WMAL show, our Cumulus Syndicate show, General Barry McCaffrey, who is often associated with the Democrats, although I don't know what he is. I think he's a great man and done great service for the U.S. But he's a guy who's a Trump critic who in no uncertain terms favored Trump's foreign policy speech. I thought that was very interesting. That's why I wanted General McCaffrey's opinion on that. So I like his taxes. I like his foreign policy. I think you're going to see an economic speech in the next few weeks, which will include budget cutting. So, look, like a lot of people, I have not officially endorsed Mr. Trump, but I think that the powers that be need to be shaken up. The people down in Washington, D.C., that you and Larry have been harboring and protecting all these years need to be shaken up and perhaps completely thrown out of power. That includes the Republican establishment that you're in bed with. And so
yeah. Oh, yeah. When Kudlow calls you a tool of the Republican establishment, you know, there's something up.
And that's just the beginning.
Wow. Kudlow's making America great again.
I'm pleased that Trump is going to sweep today. And I'm also quite interested, by the way, just as an aside, that his national polls with Hillary Clinton have closed to virtually even up. The battleground poll, I think she was plus three inside the error margin. Another poll showed them, the Rasmussen poll showed them even. The IBD tip poll showed Hillary still plus seven, but she was plus a dozen. So it's just interesting, as his momentum grows, and as you learn more about his what I call serious speech outlines, he's doing very well. And, unfortunately for Senator Cruz, I have nothing against Senator Cruz. I think he's a real smart guy. But the Cruz campaign has really gotten off message. I've never seen anything like it.
Let me ask you about this, though, because I saw this story this morning and I thought it was interesting. It was in the Washington Post. It says that if Hillary beats Trump in Florida, where she now leads in the polls by 13 points, not just Florida, and if she carries the 19 states that Democrats have won in the last six election cycles, she will be the president of the United States.
Yeah, I know. I hear these things all the time. It reminds me of, in economics, if you cut taxes, there's dynamic scoring and there's static scoring. This is a classic example of static scoring. This is Trump, completely different candidate than Democrats have faced in recent years. He's going to give Hillary a big tussle in Florida. I think, just off the top, I think Trump's going to start very, very well in Florida. So, look, we will see. Main point now is to see if the Trump people have develop a good coalition inside the Republican Party. They should try to unify the party as much as they can. It looks like even these uncommitted delegates are moving Trump's way. That's a positive sign. And so I think that all is well. And there's third-party talk around. My attitude is, gee whiz, so what? Don't waste your money. You're better off investing in the S&P Spiders Index. Don't waste your money on a third-party candidacy. I remember 1980 in the Reagan campaign. I worked for Reagan. John Anderson, liberal Republican from Illinois, was the third-party candidate. He got 7 percentage points of the vote. Reagan still won a three-way race with 51%. So all this stuff right now is meaningless. What matters is Donald Trump presenting his opinions on policy issues, key issues, especially the economy and terrorism, which rank number one and two in every single exit poll. He's got to let voters know what he really stands for, and he's got to pull his party together, and, we'll see on that. I think he's getting off to a pretty good start.
Larry Kudlow, can I shift away from American politics and ask you about this story with Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
They defaulted on their $422 million debt payment Monday. What does that mean to us? What does that mean to Congress, who has suggested that maybe they'll lend a hand to Puerto Rico, and what should our policy be there?
Well, couple points. Number one, I don't think it has any macroeconomic effect. It's rather too small. And the municipal bond market, the tax-free bond market, has not been upset yet, as I guess they've made a default on their first payment, the Government Development Bank. But a lot of hedge fund guys, a lot of mutual fund people who invested in Puerto Rican bonds are going to lose a lot of money here. They tried to take advantage of high interest rates. Paper describes an 8% coupon, and that's going to be knocked way down. So there are going to be huge losses in the bond market, huge losses in the bond market. But probably the bigger question is Paul Ryan's idea of a restructuring, and you create some kind of emergency financial board like we did in New York many, many, many years ago, is, I think, by far the best, because failing that, the pressure to bail them out is going to grow and grow. The population, look, the economy's been in a recession for, 10 years plus. When they changed their tax policies, 10 years ago, all the American companies moved out, because they lifted the taxes on them. And obviously the government is bloated and the government unions are bloated. Yeah. So they can't go to federal bankruptcy court because they're a territory. So they need Congress to create a law which puts their entire fiscal story under strict supervision, and number two, so they can restructure not only with the bondholders and maybe pay them 30 cents on the dollar at the end of the day, but also with various union contracts and other government commitments. Somebody's got to do that. If you don't do that, my guess is the cry, on humanitarian grounds, we have to bail them out.
Right.
We don't have to bail them out. There's a much better way to do this. Ryan's group seems to have the best idea so far.
All right, we'll have to leave it right there, Larry. But thank you so much. Always good stuff. And, of course, the Larry Kudlow Show will be this weekend at its regular slot.
He's back in Ryan's plan on Puerto Rico, and he's calling us tools of the establishment.
Yeah,
something's
not right about this at all. It's 8:45.
Hey, D.C., guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Hey, you know that stomach-twisting mix of anticipation and fear that you get when you get on a thrill ride? A lot of people have the same kind of feeling when they talk about retirement. I mean, it'll be thrilling to quit work, you know, exciting. But a fear of whether or not you can actually afford to quit. Listen, I want you to talk to my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford to retire? If you don't want to talk to him, just do this. Just go to his website, testyourinvestment.com, and find out if your plan will work. He will help you find out whether or not your retirement strategy is working, and if it's not, he'll help you come up with a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call this number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
All right, it's time now to check on our traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And boy, Brian, we've had a lot of it this morning. We started off with two separate accidents, Maryland Beltway between Bethesda and Silver Spring. Both cleared, but both left intense delays around the Beltway near the IKEA on the outer loop, coming off of 270 and around the Beltway through Bethesda on the inner loop down toward Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue. All the feeder roads quite slow to join on. Now, if you're coming through Rockville and taking southbound 355, just inside the Beltway, past that light at Pooks Hill Road, crash still along the left side. On 270 southbound, the accident in Rockville, 28, looks like they have everything to the shoulder now. A little bit better news. Underwater, DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue southbound between Eastern and Burroughs, but reduced to just one right lane that remains flooded, but big time delays. And on Rhode Island Avenue at Logan Circle, tree down, some traffic does get by. It looks like the westbound freeway jammed off of DC 295 heading past the 3rd Street Tunnel. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers, maybe some thunder, but they will be tapering off as we go through the afternoon. We'll top out around 67. Tonight, evening showers and thunder possible, low around 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Yeah, I do.
Hey.
You know, and they've also got an awful lot of coffee down at Starbucks.
Sure they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. They're largely in the coffee business. And they've been hit with a lawsuit. And here's an interesting thing. It's a $5 million lawsuit against Starbucks. And it all has to do with just how much ice they put in their drinks. This is according to the Huffington Post. Stacy Pincus accuses the coffee chain of packing almost half of their cold beverages with ice as a mean to skimp on serving actual coffee to the customers. In other words, you put a 24-hour venti. Actually, you get about 14 ounces of coffee and 10 ounces of ice.
Well,
the ice is cheap. Coffee expensive.
But ice is part of the beverage.
That's right. It's an iced coffee, right?
Right. If you're specifically ordering an iced coffee, then you get ice.
But they say you put too much in, and therefore they're actually ripping off consumers. Is her claim?
Well,
but I don't quite buy this. I mean, how do you make it iced coffee without ice?
Well, and also, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm more enlightened than the average American. I've been touched with some sort of grace from God that gives me an intelligence that far surpasses your typical trial lawyer. But
I have no doubts about this, but maybe.
If I'm getting a beverage and it's got too much ice, I don't call a class action lawyer up to start a $5 million lawsuit against the corporation. I go up to the person around the corner and I said, excuse me, could you take some of the ice out of this and give me a little bit more of the drink? And guess what? Guess what? And again, this is some sort of revealed knowledge that I've gotten through the grace of God. And listen, Pentecost is coming up. You know, let's share the Holy Spirit with everyone. If you do this, the person behind the counter will take the ice out and give you my beverage.
You know, when you go,
you're welcome, America.
One of the things that happens when you go to the counter is that you get to tell them exactly how you want your drink made.
Yep.
And you could simply say, before they go down the path of putting any ice in, hey, I just want a little bit of ice.
Yeah. But Brian, and if you don't do that, and after the fact, if you tell them after the fact and say, hey, you put too much ice in this, they'll fix it.
They will.
It's a beautiful thing, customer service.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and author Harper Lee recently died of natural causes. What exactly does that phrase mean? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When a death certificate declares someone's death as natural, it's ruling out the involvement of external causes. The person did not take their own life, and they were not killed by somebody else, or in an accident, like a car crash or a drug overdose. Death certificates almost always include more details about how the body failed, such as an infection, cancer, or heart disease. But that's not to say something in the environment can't trigger a natural death. If I'm playing a sport, say, or shoveling snow and have a heart attack, that's natural. So says the president of the National Association of Medical Examiners. But if those activities precipitate a death that might not have otherwise happened, then the death could have been ruled an accident. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent estate season is in full bloom. Did you know you can cash in on your money, you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse, DC's experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. And let's face it, you do need some help. Yes, you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year. That means there's demand. You've got the supply. It all makes sense. Why do you need help from Renters Warehouse? Well, here's why. Because they'll handle all of the nasty stuff that goes along with being a landlord. It's not that bad, but why should you have to bother with the paperwork? Why should you have to bother with finding the tenant? Why should you have to bother with the phone calls in the middle of the night about a leaky toilet? No, you don't have to do it with Renters Warehouse. They are property management pros. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and then they're going to manage that property 24/7 for just $80 a month. By the way, if you're already a landlord and you've got some properties that you're renting, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Why don't you get rid of those headaches by handing them all over to Renter's Warehouse. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Just get the information and then you can decide. Call Renter's Warehouse right now. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call clinical research sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
It is now 8:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Danny Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Beach Drive remains closed between the Montgomery County line, actually 410, and down toward Military Road. Had the flooding and the debris in the way that still have to clean that. So Beach Drive, again, closed between 410 and Military Road. South of Military Road, though, you can get on. Flooding closes a lane as DC 295 southbound Kenilworth Avenue between Eastern and Burroughs Avenue. It's the far right lane that is blocked. All right, here we go. South on 355 as you come inside the Beltway just after the light at Pooks Hill Road. Had the crash along the left side. Looks like they finally reopened that lane, but quite slow. Beltway remains jammed up in Bethesda and Silver Spring, each loop. No problems to report right now on the George Washington Parkway. Georgetown Pike remains closed just west of the Madeira School. Had a crash that was blocked in each direction. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The early showers we see will taper off through the afternoon. May hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, evening showers. Thunder possible. Low around 55. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 64 degrees at 8:56.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Jason Worth.
A no-doubter by Jason Worth.
Makes left-handed pitchers pay.
Just out of here.
Catch everything. Nationals Royals. The series continues tonight at 7:30 on Messin 2. Bryce Harper.
Harper checks one to left.
Hits righties hard.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals Royals. The series concludes tomorrow at 1:30 on Messin.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
The biggest expense homeowners face today is exterior maintenance, and you have to do it over and over. How would you like to never paint or re-side your home again? Well, now you can with Rhino Shield. Hi.
Hi, Rick Mariano. It's a unique three-coat system that looks like rich, premium-quality paint, 12 to 15 times thicker, and is guaranteed for 25 years against chipping, cracking, and peeling. A three-coat system that waterproofs wood, stucco, brick, vinyl, and steel siding. RhinoShield protects your home and even your business against moisture, damaging rays of the sun, and you'll even save on energy. And RhinoShield comes in literally thousands of designer colors. If you like the look of beautiful, thick, rich paint, a 25-year warranty, and price is important to you, call now to take advantage of our spring special and save up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash financing. Call RhinoShield now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com. RhinoShield.
Well, Chris Platt is coming up next right here on WMAL.